Are viruses alive, and why do physicists study them? These are two questions Dr. Roya Zandi is often asked.
So for viruses, and there are so many things common among them, and I think that I feel uncomfortable to say it because some of them are deadly, but they are beautiful. They are simple and beautiful. I think that's why physicists are attracted to viruses.
She says physicists like herself want to understand the forces that cause viruses to assemble themselves, versus biologists want to understand how specific viruses interact with hosts, like how the SARS-CoV-2 virus causes the COVID-19 disease. Now, viruses are not living, breathing things. So in order to build new versions of themselves or replicate, viruses hijack cells in a host to make new parts. What's really amazing, says Zandi's colleague, Dr. Thomas Kuhlman, is that once all the new parts are there, it's like they act like a machine encoded with instructions.
There's a bunch of parts and they just pop together as a virus, and there is no head, right? They don't sit there and think we have to do this next and this next. It just automatically pops together.
And understanding how something like this works gives you a better idea for how to break it. Zandi again.
So by learning how it assembles and what forces are involved and what has to come together and how the pieces interact with each other, we hope that we'll be able, with the help of our colleagues in biology and medical school, to come up with something that disrupts or use the virus to do what we like to do.
Using their research to test drug therapies for viruses like SARS-CoV-2 is still a few years off. But until then, they will keep working to understand the fundamental laws of the universe. To learn more about attending Zandi and Kuhlman's talk about their research, visit cnas.ucr.edu/news/events. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.